So today, let's begin by talking about data types. So we saw like a couple of data types yesterday. One was strings, which we kind of write by putting something under quotes. A string is nothing but a collection of characters. A character can be an alphabet, a number, or any of the special symbols. So a collection of these characters forms a string. A string can totally be one single character, can be blank. So anything that goes between double quotes is a string. You can alternatively also use single quotes in Python to represent a string. So just the way we used double quotes yesterday, you could have used single quotes as well instead of double quotes, and it means the same thing. Only thing is that you have to match. So if you begin the string with a single quote, then it has to end with a single quote. It can't be that it started with a double quote and ends with a single quote. You know, that's one thing. The first thing we'll do today is, given a variable, how do we find out what type it is? So I'm going to share my screen. So I have created a file called types.py.
When?
And let's start with checking out the numeric data types.
X.
So we saw like we can write a numeric data type as x equal to 10.
Control S.
I'm going to save this.
Enter.
Now x has a number in it. Let's see what its data type is. So to do that, I'm going to say print.
P-R-I-N-T. Left paren. Right paren. Right paren.
So inside the brackets for print, left paren, right paren. And by the way, this is a good practice. So whenever you open a bracket, it's good to close that bracket right away and then do a left arrow and type inside so that you don't mess up brackets, because we will get to a point where we'll have many, many open brackets and many, many closed brackets in the same line. So it's always good practice to close the bracket as soon as you open it and then type in between. So there's a function called type, and we learn more about functions tomorrow. But today, I'm just going to say
T-Y-P-E, left paren, right paren.
So it's just the way we write print. Inside print, we are writing T-Y-P-E, type, bracket open, parentheses open, and parentheses close. And
right paren.
In between, we'll put our variable, which is x.
X.
So it sounds something like this.
Print left paren, type left paren, x right paren, right paren.
Okay, and let's
control
see what the output looks like.
Meeting controls. Type stat c colon backslash windows back greater command
prompt. So I'm back to command prompt. I'm inside my folder.
C colon backslash users backslash aditya backslash desktop backslash my underlying programs greater.
Okay, so I'm going to say Python.
Space.
Type.
Types.py. Enter. Less class int greater c colon backslash.
Got it. So it says less class int greater. So int stands for integers. Does anyone know what are integers? In maths, in a mathematics, what are integers? If anybody knows. So an integer is a number. It can be either negative or it can be positive or it can be zero, but it cannot have a decimal point. So it's not, it cannot be like 1.5 or 3.14. Something. It has to be a whole number, but it can be either positive or negative. So the int data type basically is the default. When you define a number, then the data type is int. Now let's try
Christian. Print left, top
another thing. So
N, zero.
Right now we said x is equal to 10.
X equals 10.
So now we have x equal,
x equals 10.
10.
X equals 10. End.
So I'm going to make it 10.55. So now our variable has the value 10.55.
X equals 10.55.
I'm going to save it. Let's see what data type this is.
Meeting controls. Type C colon backslash windows back. C colon enter. Less class float greater. C colon.
So it says less class float greater. So float is our next data type.
Task switching, meeting controls.
Seek
type stash notepad type.
Float is basically used to store decimal point numbers. So basically, every time your number has a fractional section to it, the data type becomes float. So remember, we tried the division operator yesterday. So division operator always gives you a float. When you divide two numbers, you'll always get a floating point number as the answer. And then the last data type we have is strings.
X equal space one.
So let's replace X with quote. Some string. So we're going to call it X equal to quote
A B C quote control S
and quotes close.
Meeting control types C colon backslash.
And now we run
C colon back enter less class str greater C colon back.
It says less class str greater, which means this data type is string. So Python, unlike other programming languages, is a loosely typed programming language, which means that we do not have to define a data type when we create a variable. If you did the same thing in any other programming language, you would have to define that X is of type string. But Python determines the type based on the value you assign to the variable. So it's very loosely typed. Like today, X is a string. Somewhere later in the program, I could assign a number to it and make it an integer. So that's all of that is allowed in Python, whereas in other languages, you might run into errors if you try to do that. So that was one thing. Any questions here on the type function? And this is all there in the day one note.
Okay, you said it was type, what was the line again?
Okay, it is...
Meeting controls. C colon back, print left parent, type left parent, x right parent, type slash note.
It's print left parent, type left parent, the variable, and then both the brackets close. So basically, it's the type function. So anything you pass inside the type function gives you the type of that variable. And then whatever is the type, we print it using the print command. So we're not practicing this because it's not really important right now. The next thing, which is important for us, is how do we convert something from one type to another type? But before we do that, let's learn a very important concept, which is how do we take input from the user? Like so far, I have been writing the value and assigning it to a variable. But how do I actually take input from the user? So let's write a program which takes input, which is marks of a user, like of a student. And then we will try to, you know, print that marks. But when we take the input, it will be a string, and then we'll convert it to integers before we print it. The function to take input is called input. No brainer there. So let's say we have a variable called marks.
M-A-R-K-S.
Marks.
Space.
Equals.
Space.
Then we say input.
R-N-P-U-T. Left, right, parent.
Bracket open, close.
Enter.
And then we will print marks.
P-R-I-N-T. Left parent, A-R-K-S, right parent, print left parent, marks right parent.
Okay.
Control S.
I'm going to save this.
Meeting controls. Task C colon backslash.
Now when I run this program.
Enter.
You hear nothing, right? Right now, this is waiting for some input from me. So I'm going to type.
100. 100.
So see, I'm able to type over here. And I hit enter.
Enter 100. C colon back.
Okay. So let's make this a little more interesting.
Meeting controls, type slash notepad, type top of file.
How do we tell the user what are we looking for, right? What's the input we're looking for?
End, right there.
So inside this input, bracket open, close, we can type a prompt. Like what's the question we are asking the user?
Quote.
So we'll say, in quotes, we'll say,
E-T-E-R space. Y-O-U-R space. M-A-R-S. Quote.
Okay. And then,
print left home
inside the print function,
left parent, M,
let's print a message along with the marks. So we'll say
quote you Y-O-U space S C O R E D
use code
space
and then quotes quote, close comma
A M.
This is same S. as how we printed the name yesterday. Welcome and the name.
Print left parent quote use code quote marks right parent.
So you say print then in quotes use code and then quotes close comma marks and then bracket close. And on the above line,
marks equals input left parent quote enter your marks quote right parent.
Enter your marks is in the
control
prompt.
S.
Now let's run this.
C colon backslash win. C colon enter. Enter your marks.
So it says enter your marks and it's waiting for me to enter something. I'm going to say 50.
50. Enter. You scored 50. C colon backslash.
So it says you scored 50. So we just took some input from the user. Now we're no longer tied to some static input that we define when we write the program. But we could actually have different inputs. Like I could just run this program again.
C colon enter. Enter your marks.
I can say 7.
6. 7.
Okay, I'm saying 67.
Enter. You scored 67. C colon.
And it says you scored 67. So you can run this program over and over and over again and take any input from the user. So let's, you know, everyone run, try to write this program. So everyone open command prompt. I hope you know how to do that by now. Windows R and then cmd.exe. And then you need to cd into your directory. And then create a file called probably something like grading.py and write this code inside it. So now, just one minor thing I wanted to show is if we look at the output,
C colon backslash window.
I'm going to use Jaws cursor.
Root Jaws to PC. Blank. You scored 67.
So when I say you scored 67.
Scored.
So I'm going to go character by character.
Space Y-O-U space S-C-O-R-E-D space space 6-7 space.
Okay. So now here, the 67 that's printed is actually a string. So when you use the input
PC
function,
cursor.
You actually take input as a string. Now we want to convert this to integer.
Type slash notepad.
Let's
bottom of file, print left.
Just do a sanity check.
End, right parent, marks.
So
comma, M.
Instead of Mike. Printing marks, I'm just going to print the data type of marks right now.
T, Y, P, left parent, F, A, R, K, right parent.
I'm going to just say.
Print left parent quote use or quote type left parent marks right parent right parent.
So instead of printing the actual marks, I'm going to print the data type of marks. So let's see.
C colon backslash. C colon enter. Enter your marks. 1, 2, 3. Enter. You scored less class str greater. C colon
so it says less class str greater, which means the data type right now of marks is string. Now I want to take input as an integer. So
type slash no.
Every data type is a function in itself. So basically, to convert these marks to integer, because you know, I'm always going to have the input, which is a number. Like I don't want a non-number as my marks, right? So I'm going to use a function called int.
Top of file, marks, A-R-S.
So in the same line where we're taking input, we can add int over there.
Space equals.
So after marks equal to
space I
before we begin the input, I'm going to say int
I n t
then bracket open
left parent end
and at the end I'm going to close bracket
right parent marks equals int left parent input left parent quote enter your marks quote right parent
so it is marks equal to int then bracket open then the same thing that you already have so input bracket open. Then your message inside it, then bracket close, and then finally the bracket of int gets closed. So this is like we are nesting functions in each other. So what exactly this line is doing is it's going to take input from the user, which is going to be a string. Then it is going to pass it through the int function, which is going to convert that string to a number. And then that number is going to get stored in the variable marks, and then we are going to print it. So now the if we run this program, the data type should be int because we just converted it into int.
C colon enter your marks.
I'm going to say 1, 2,
1, 2, 3, enter, you scored less class in greater, C:\.
So if you see, it says you scored
root jaws blank, you scored less class in greater
int, right?
PC curse.
So
type stat.
I did that only to show you how, like, you know, there's actually a conversion happening over there.
Bottom, right parent.
And we will understand why this is important a little later today.
Marks, left EP, what E, control S.
Okay, so I'm again,
left parent, quote, you scored, quote, marks, right parent.
I'm back to where we were. So I just removed the type function around marks because that was only for checking things. So now we are taking input from the user, converting it to a number, and then printing it. So if you see here,
C colon,
I'm going to run
enter
the program. I'm going to say 10.
1, 0, enter, you scored 10. C:\.
You scored 10. Now I'm going to
C:\,
run it
enter,
again.
Enter your marks.
But instead of entering a number, I'm going to say ABC.
BC.
It's actually going to throw an error.
Enter, trace back, left parent, most recent call, last right parent, colon, file, quote, C:\, / users, / aditya, / desktop, / my underlying programs, / types, .py, quote, line 1, unless module greater, marks equals int, left parent, input, left parent, quote, enter your marks, quote, right parent, value error, colon, invalid literal for int, left parent, right parent, with base 10, colon, abc, C:\, users,
It's saying that it's an invalid literal for int, which means that the whatever the user entered was not a number. So this makes sure that whatever computations we are going to do in this program going forward, we are going to do it on a number instead of a string. Okay. So that was one thing.
Type stash notepad type.
Now let's make this a little more interesting. Now we are going to say that if someone has scored more than 50% or say maybe more than 40%, like if the marks is greater than 40, then they have passed. Like we are going to print the message that you have passed. And if it's less than 40, then we're going to print a message that you failed. Okay. So this is how you do that.
Bottom of file, print left, enter.
Now there is a statement in Python called if statement. So you say if
if space,
then marks,
marks,
marks, then we use the greater than operator.
Greater.
If marks is greater than 40,
4, 0,
colon. So this is how you write the if statement. If, then the condition, and then colon. And for us, the condition is marks is greater than 40.
Enter.
If that is the case, then we have to print the message.
P-I-N-T, left parent, quote, Y-O-U,
U
space,
pass.
P-A-S-S, exclaim, quote, right parent.
So I just print the message, you pass, and then exclamation mark.
Enter.
And then there is one more statement called else. So if the condition is not true, we want to print the message, you failed. So we say else,
E-L-S-E,
colon,
enter,
and we say
P-R-I-N-T,
print,
left parent, quote, Y-O-U, space, F-I-L, quote, right parent,
you fail,
control S.
Okay, now, there's one last thing. When we use these Python statements, we have to use a concept called indentation. So indentation is a way to tell the program that the following sentence is inside this block. So when we say that if marks is greater than 40, there is a particular block of statements that I want to execute after that. So anything that has to be inside the block, it has to be indented. And when I say indented, it means I just have to use either spaces or tabs before the statement. So let's see.
Else colon, print left parent, quote, you pass, quote, right parent.
So to indent this statement, I'm going to hit a tab here. Okay, so now if you see.
Home, blank, tab, P, R, I.
So before the print statement, India. I have hit a tab, which means that this statement should be executed if the if condition is true. Then again, else.
Else colon.
Now here there is no tab at the beginning.
Blank. E. L.
It directly starts with else.
Lima.
But the statement after that is inside the else block. So again, we'll indent it.
Print left parent quality home.
So we hit a tab here.
Control S.
So if you see now.
Else print left if marks greater 40 colon.
We say if marks greater than 40 colon. Now the block begins. So everything that goes inside this block is indented. And the moment the program encounters a statement which does not begin with an indent, it means we're out of that block. Because how does the program know that the else statement is not in the if block? It's because of the indentation. Because there is no indent, it means the else statement is at the same level as the if statement. So basically, that's how it works.
Print left parent, quote you pass, quote right parent.
So print home. You pass has an indent.
Left tab.
Like this. And then you say else.
Else colon. Print left parent, quote you fail, quote right parent.
And again, this statement home. Has left. An indent.
Tab. P. Control S.
So let's run the program.
C colon backslash. C colon enter. Enter your marks.
So I'm going to say.
6. 0.
60.
Enter. You scored 60. You pass. C colon backslash.
So it said you pass. Now I'll run the program again.
C colon enter. Enter your marks.
I'm going to hit enter 20.
2. 0. Enter. You scored 20. You fail. C colon backslash.
It says you fail. So slowly we're making our programs a little more intelligent. So I think now we should do breakout rooms, but let's answer any questions right now, and then we can do breakout rooms, and you guys can execute this much and come back. So any questions about the if-else condition?
Since we're doing the if you get over 50, it says you pass, and else you get 40. Should do we delete the part that we wrote before the print? Great, you passed or use code.
No, you can keep it. That doesn't matter. So I have everything. So I can just walk through the program again.
Top of file, marks equals.
So we're taking input.
Marks equals in left parent, input left parent, quote enter your marks, quote right parent.
So this is the first thing you guys need to do. You need to add that int around your input statement so that your marks get converted to a number, because you cannot check if a string is greater than 40, right? You can only check a number greater than 40. So you do that.
Print left parent, quote you store, quote, marks right parent.
Then this we already had before. So we just print whatever our score is. And then we go into the condition.
If marks greater 40, colon.
If marks are greater than 40.
Print left parent, quote you pass, quote right parent.
You print, you pass.
Else colon.
Else colon.
Print left parent, quote you fail, quote right parent.
So I have the mark, like the marks part, the input, int and input. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I have the print use code thing. So then what exactly do I need to write for the if statement? I think I have the text wrong here.
Yeah, that's okay. You can do it in the breakout rooms. I think you guys can work in the breakout rooms. I think whoever is helping you will help you with the code.
Else colon, print left, if marks greater 40 colon.
But it's basically if.
Home, I, space, M, A, R, S, greater, 4, 0, colon, blank.
So if, then the condition, then colon. That's the syntax. So you say if marks greater than 40, and the condition can be anything. It could have been marks less than 100 or marks greater than 30. It can be anything. Then in the next line, you print the message that you want to print if that condition is true. Then you go to the next line.
Else colon.
You say else colon, and then you print the message that would be
print left parent quote
printed if the condition was false.
Print left parent, quote you fail, quote right parent.
Then now let's do the next thing, which is the elif statement. I'm going to share my screen. Okay. Now, what if we wanted to add one more condition and say that if anyone scores above 80, we want to say you got a distinction instead of saying, oh, you passed. And then between 40 and 80, we will say that you basically pass. And then below 40, it's like you fail. Here's what you would do to do that.
Print left parent, marks equals in left parent. Marks equal print left if marks greater 40 colon. Print left end, enter.
So after you print, you score that line. We're going to put the if condition. If
space M-A-R-K-S
marks
space
greater than
space 1 80 colon. If marks greater 80 colon.
So I've put a new condition. If marks greater than 80,
enter.
Then I'm going to indent. I'm hitting a tab. And then I say print.
P-R-I-N-T, left pair, quote. Y-O-U, space, G-O-T, space, A, space, D-I-S-T-I-C-T-I-O-N, quote, right paren.
You got a distinction.
Print left paren, quote, you got a distinction, quote, right paren.
Okay. And then in the next line.
If marks greater 40, colon.
Right now we have if marks greater than 40. We're just going to add at the beginning, instead of if, we are going to call it elif.
Home, E-L, elif marks greater 40, colon.
Okay.
Control S.
So what the elif keyword does is it's just like else, but with a condition. So it's like the else statement executes for everything that doesn't meet the if condition. But this is like, you know, you're adding one more branch. So you say if marks greater than 80, if the marks are actually greater than 80, it will execute the print statement, you got a distinction. But if the marks are not greater than 80, then it will go to the next statement, which is the elif statement, and it will check the condition again. If marks are greater than 40, then it will execute the statement print you pass, and then it will go to the else statement and it will execute the statement print you fail. So the idea is that you can put as many branches as you want. So you could totally have like one more elif statement saying that if marks greater than 60, it's a passing grade. If marks greater than 40, it's average grade, something, you know. So you can put as many elif statements as you want between your if and else statements. So the first one always has to be if, then there can be any number of elif, and then at the end, for everything that doesn't satisfy any of the conditions, there is an else statement. So what we added here was only this much.
Print left paren if marks greater 80 colon.
If marks greater than 80.
Print left paren quote you got a distinction quote right paren.
Then print you got a distinction. And then we converted the next if to elif.
Elif marks greater 40 colon. Print left paren quote you pass quote right paren. Else colon. Print left paren quote you fail quote right paren. Control okay. S.
So let's run this program.
Meeting controls, C colon backslash window, C colon, enter, enter your marks.
Enter your marks. I'm going to say
70.
70?
Enter, you scored 70, you passed, C colon backslash.
Okay.
C colon, enter, enter your marks.
Now I'm going to say 90.
Enter, you scored 90, you got a distinction, C colon backslash users backslash.
Saw the difference? So you now got a distinction.
Switching, type slash no.
So that extra condition also executes. So that is about the elif statement.
Top.
One other thing is in the if-else statements is the nested if-else conditions. So within the if condition, you can also add another block of if or else conditions. So say, for instance, in this program, we wanted to add one more condition where we said, you know, if marks are greater than 100, because no one should ideally score more than 100, right? So we want to check for that. If we say if marks greater than 100, then say that, you know, you cannot score that high, and else you say that you've got a distinction. So how would I do that?
Print left marks equals in left marks print if marks greater 80 colon.
So in this if condition, if marks greater than 80,
enter.
I hit enter at the end of it. Now I want to add another if inside this. But remember, anything that goes inside the if block needs to be indented. So I'm going to add one indent. I'm going to hit a tab. And then I'm going to put my condition. If
I F space M A R K S
marks
greater
than 100.
100. Colon.
Colon.
Enter.
we will say. Now we are inside the first if. We have a second if. Now we are going inside the second if. So we will indent twice because this is not inside the first block. It is inside the second block. So we say tab, tab, and we say print.
P-R-I-N-T.
Bracket open.
Left paren. Quote.
Quote.
Y-O-U space C-A-N-N-O-T space S-C-O-R-E space.
Four.
M-O-R-E space T-A-N space. 100. Quote. Right paren.
Okay. And then I'm going to hit enter. Now I'm going to put an else condition, but to the nested if, like the one which says if marks greater than 100. So we know that the marks are not greater than 100 at this point. If else gets executed, so I'll indent once. I'll say else.
E-L-S-E colon. Print left paren quote, you got a distinction quote, right paren.
And then we print our regular message, which was you got a distinction.
Tab P-R-P. Tab blank. Enter.
So I'm going to indent S. twice there.
Else colon. Print left paren quote, you got a distinction.
I know it's a little complex to understand, but let's execute the program and see.
C colon back. C colon. Enter your marks.
So enter your marks. Now I'm going to say I scored 110.
1-0. Enter. You scored 110. You cannot score more than 100. C colon backslash users back.
Okay.
C colon back. Enter your marks.
I say
8. 9.
89.
Enter. You scored 89. You got a distinction. C colon back.
Makes sense? That's so basically clear. What we did is inside our first if block, we added an entire if else block. So we know when we go inside the first if block, we would execute anything inside the first if block only if the marks are greater than 80. So now what we're trying to do is we're trying to add another if condition there and say like if marks are greater than 100, then we would say that you cannot score more than 100. And then if it's not the case, then we say else. And we say you scored distinction because when we say else, it automatically means that the marks are between 80 and 100.
Control S.
Yeah. So I write if greater than 100 before the if greater than 90, right? Or sorry, if greater than 80, right?
No, you write it inside it. So you
else,
say
print, if marks greater, print left paren, marks equals in left paren, input left paren, quote, enter marks, quote, right paren, print left paren, quote, you store, quote, marks, right paren. If marks greater 80, colon.
Now, we're going inside if marks greater 80, then the next line is
if marks greater 100, colon. Print left paren, quote, you cannot score more than 100, quote, right paren. Else, colon. Print left paren, quote, you got a distinction, quote, right paren.
So this so whole block.
No, I was asking which one do you write? You said one of them to do two indentations instead of one.
Yeah, just think of it like this, right? Like if marks greater than 80 is your parent if block. Anything that is inside that block will be indented once. Okay?
Yes.
But we are adding one more if, which is the if marks greater than 100. So anything that goes inside that if has to be indented twice.
Okay.
Because it's an if inside an if. So there is a single indent.
Else colon, print left paren. If marks greater 100, colon.
This line has a single indent because it is inside the first if. But anything that goes after this, which is the line that is inside this if, will be indented twice. So this line,
print left paren, quote, you cannot score more than 100, quote, right paren,
is indented twice. Then again,
else colon.
This is inside the first if. It is not inside the second if, right? So it's indented only once. But the line after that is inside the first if, but it's inside this nested else block. So it will be indented twice.
Print left paren, quote, you got a distinction, quote, right paren.
This is indented twice.
So first you do if greater than 80.
Mm-hmm.
And then the line after that says if greater than 100, right? Mm-hmm. So you write greater than 100 before the print?
Yes.
Okay, so if greater than 100, then you indent once or twice for that first print?
Twice. Because
okay, it's two indents.
It's if inside if. And its print is inside if, which is inside another if. So twice.
Yes, then you write print for if it is greater than 100.
Yeah.
And then that else, if it's not greater than 100, then you just keep the same text as you already had.
Yeah, but then that is also indented twice because it's inside the else block of the first if.
Okay.
So that is called the nested if else concept. So we learned about the if statement. We learned about the elif statement. We learned about the else statement. And we also learned about the nested if else statement. Okay, let's have one person share so that the other person can listen and type, and then we can troubleshoot. Okay. So Ethan, are you sharing?
I don't know how to share.
I mean, not sharing. Like I just yeah, I can hear it. Okay. So can you show me? Can you go to the line where it says if marks greater than 80? Yeah. So now below that line, like at the end of that line, hit enter.
Okay, one second.
End.
Okay, and
enter.
Okay.
Okay. Now, now we need to indent. So, tab. One tab.
Yeah. I did it. I didn't say anything, but I did it.
Okay. Now let's do if marks greater than 100.
I F if M A R K S marks.
Is greater than
100.
100
colon.
100 colon. Yeah.
Then hit enter.
Enter. Okay.
Now whatever we write, we'll have to double indent because now it's inside an if, which is inside another if, right? So two tabs.
One, two. Okay.
Now say print.
P-R-I-N-T.
And the message is marks, you cannot score more than 100.
Okay.
Print left seven.
Okay, quote.
Quote. Y-O-U-U-C-A-N apostrophe T can N-O. O-N space T apostrophe N N N-O T not S-C-O-R-E score M-O-R more T-H-A-N can 100 colon colon quote right seven.
Okay.
Okay. Can you go? Okay. Hit enter again now.
Enter.
Okay. Now we are going to do the else thing. Now the else thing is inside the first if. So single indent.
Okay.
So one tab, else yeah. Colon.
E-L-S-E, else colon.
Okay.
Okay. Then go down.
Enter.
No. Just.
Oh. Whoops.
The backspace and just the down arrow because you already have the next sentence. Written,
oh, right? Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. But this has one indent. We need to make it two indents. So just one extra tab.
Okay. Where I'm at?
At the beginning. So just press home and hit a tab.
Oh. Okay.
Tab. Tab. And then save. One tab and save.
Okay. I did one tab and I'll save.
Control S.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's run it.
Let's run it.
Ethan, if you just press up arrow, you'll get the previous command that you ran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hit enter now.
Enter your marks.
So say 110, something bigger than 100.
155.
Okay.
Enter.
155. Enter. You score 155. You cannot score more than 100. You score 155. See, call backslash is greater.
Okay. So it gave you the message, you cannot score more than 150, yep. More than 100. Okay? Got it? So your code works. We can move on to the last topic for today before we check everyone's homework. We're going to open a new file and we're going to call it list.py. So I am in a file called list.py.
Title is list.
And we are going to learn about a new data structure called list. In the meanwhile, I want to also teach you something called comments. So as we write our code, right, like there could be things that we want to just write for the sake of explanation, you know, things that are not code, but you want to write it there so that you remember why you did what you did. Because as you write longer and longer programs, you need to make some sense out of the code. Say you look at this code after 6 months, you need to know what this is doing. So for that, you have something called comments in Python. And it's basically written with a hash at the beginning. So you just do like shift 3.
Number.
And then anything you write after this character, it becomes a comment in Python. So I'm going to write
this program demonstrates how to use lists. Number T, this program demonstrates how home. Number, this program demonstrates how to use lists.
Okay, so this is a comment. So this line doesn't get executed. Okay, so it's only for explanation's sake. So you can write comments anywhere in your program. You just have to add the character hash at the beginning of it, or the number sign. So now list is a special kind of a data structure in Python where you can store a list of things. Right now we saw that in a variable, we were able to store only single values, right? Like either a number or a float or a string. But what if I wanted to store more things? So to do that, there's a data structure called list. So let's create a list. So we say list one.
L-I-S-T one space.
Equal to.
Equal space.
And now comes your box brackets, which is the bracket next to P. So it's.
Left bracket.
And then you write whatever list you want, separated by commas. So say I want to put all the odd numbers here. So I'm going to say one.
One, comma, three. Comma, four, comma,
oh,
comma,
sorry.
Four, five, comma, seven, comma, nine.
And then I close the bracket.
Right bracket. List one equals left bracket one, three, five, seven, nine, right bracket.
Okay. So basically, this is how you create a list. You can also create a list of strings. So I can say
L-I-S-T two,
list
space,
two equal
space,
to
left bracket.
I can say create a list of all colors.
Quote.
So I will say quotes.
G-R-E-E-N, quote, comma, space, quote. R-E-D, quote, comma, space, quote. Y-E-L-L-O-W, quote. Right bracket. List 2 equals left bracket, quote, green, quote, quote, red, quote, quote, yellow, quote, right bracket. Enter.
Okay. So I'm just creating a list, which is nothing but a series of values separated by commas, enclosed in brackets. Okay. And then how do I access this list? So first let's learn how to print the list as is.
P.
So you just do it like any other variable. You say print.
R-I-N-T, left paren.
List
I-S-T,
one.
One. Right paren.
Okay.
Enter.
And then.
P-R-I-N-T, left paren, L-I-S-T, two. Right paren.
So I'm just printing both the list.
Print left paren, list one, right paren. Print left paren, list two, right paren.
Okay.
Meeting control, C colon backslash windows
Let's
backslash.
Let's execute this.
Greater, Y, T, A, O, N, space. I, list dot pi, enter, left bracket, one, three, five, seven, nine, right bracket, left bracket, green, red, yellow, right bracket, C colon backslash
okay.
Windows backslash.
So it printed both the lists.
List dash notepad, list.
Now,
bottom of, enter.
Let's do
enter.
Some fun. We want to print the first item in both these lists. So you can refer to the items in a list with an index. Index always starts with zero. So the first item in the list always has the index zero. The second one has the index one. The third one has the index two, and like and so on. So let's print the first item in list number two.
P-R-I-S-T, left paren, L-I-S-T. Left bracket, zero, right bracket, right paren, space, number, P, P, R, I, N, T, space, A, E, space, A, I, R, S, T, space, I, T, E, M, space, I, N, space, L, I, T, two.
Okay, now, listen to this.
Print left paren, list two, left bracket, zero, right bracket, right paren, number, print the first item in list two.
So, I wrote a print statement. Instead of printing list two, if I wanted to print list two, I would just say print open parentheses, list two, close parentheses. But instead of that, I just want to print the first item in list two. And I can do that by list box brackets, which is the bracket next to P, bracket open, then the index of the item. I want the first item, so the index is 0, and then the close bracket. So which means I'm going to see the first item. And then I added a comment as to what I'm doing in that line of code next to the line. So again,
print left home.
What I have written is print.
Left paren, list 2.
List 2.
Left bracket, 0. Right bracket, right paren. Number, print the first item in list blank.
Okay, so basically print the first item, and then in comments, I've explained what I'm doing.
Control S.
Let's run it.
C colon backslash.
So what is the first item in the color list? Like list 2 is the list of colors. See, does anyone remember what's the first item there?
Green.
Green.
Okay. So we should get green over there.
C colon enter. Left bracket 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, right bracket, left bracket, green, red, yellow, right bracket, green, C colon backslash,
right?
User backslash.
So the last one is green.
Root jaws, green.
Right? So this was the
PC
first
cursor
item in list 2.
List dash notepad, list dash.
And now say another trick of using comments, right? Now I don't want to print the above two items.
Blank.
I have 3 print statements
print
in my program right now.
Print left paren.
Say I don't want the first 2 print statements. I can just comment them by adding a number sign at the beginning.
Home. Number. Number print left paren list 1 right paren. Print left paren list 2 right paren.
Again,
home.
This one also I'm going to comment.
Number. Number print left paren list 2 right paren. Blank. Print left paren list 2 left bracket 0 right bracket.
And now there's only one print which is not commented. So if I run the program again.
C colon back, C colon enter, green, C colon backslash.
Then I get only green. So anything that has a number sign in front of it will not get executed.
List dash notepad, list dash.
Makes sense. We can also check the length of the list by using a len function, L-E-N. Function.
Bottom of file, print left home.
So I'm going to put a number sign at the beginning.
Number.
Of the last print
bottom
statement.
Enter.
And I'm going to write a new print statement.
P-R-I-N-T. Left paren. L-E-N.
Len.
Left paren. L-I-S-T. 2. Right paren. Right paren.
Okay.
Control S. Print left paren. Len left paren. List 2. Right paren. Right paren.
So I'm printing the length of list number 2. Okay. So let's run this. How many items are there in list 2?
C colon back.
3, right? We should get, so we have green, red, yellow, I believe. So we should get the answer as 3.
C colon enter 3, C colon back.
That's what we got. Okay. If we change that and print
bottom of
the list length of list
right
1.
Paren, right paren, 2, 2, 2, 1. Print left paren, len left paren, list 1, right paren, control S. C colon, enter, 5, C colon backslash.
We get 5. So we had 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. So 5 items in list number 1. So it gave me the length of the first list. Make sense? Any questions so far?
Makes perfect
cool.
sense.
No sense. Makes perfect sense.
Okay. Okay, so let's not practice this right now. We'll be using this in our final program. So, you know, I'm not letting you guys run this, but it's all there in the day 2 notes. So you can definitely look at it, and there are a lot of examples there, so you can practice by yourself. Let's move on to the next data structure.
Control N.
Okay, which is dictionaries.
Control S. Save as dialog.
So I'm going to say
D-I-C-T.
I'm creating another file called dictionary.
Dict. I-O-N-A-R-Y. Dictionary. Period. P-Y. Alt-S. Dictionary.py. Blank. Dictionary. Blank.
And I'm going to say
number.
I'm going to add a comment at the top.
T-A-I-S.
And this is a good practice to add a comment at the top to explain what this program does. So that tomorrow, if you refer to it, you can understand what's happening.
Space. P-R-O-G-A-M space.
This program
D-E-M-O-N-S-T-R-A-T-E-S space A-O-D-O space U-S-E space P-Y-O-S space D-I-C-T-S. Enter.
Okay. Now, how do you create a dictionary? So I'll say dict1.
D-I-C-T. space, space, one, space, equals, space, dict one equals.
You use a different kind of brackets, which are the braces. So shift and the bracket. So
left brace.
Left brace. And then, like we all know, a dictionary is a collection of key value pair, right? Like how do you use your general dictionary? You would look for a word and it will have the meaning along with it. So there are keys and there are, for every key, there's a value. So let's assume we want to create a dictionary which gives, let's see, months and the number of days in the month. Okay?
Left brace, end.
So we'll quote. Say January is the key.
J-A-N-U-A-R-Y, quote.
Colon.
Colon.
How many days are there in January? 31. So I'll say
31.
31. Then comma.
Comma. Space.
Another key value pair. So
quote.
February.
February. Quote. Colon.
How many days are there? 28.
28.
Then comma.
Comma. Space. Quote. March. Quote. Colon.
So basically it's the key, then colon, and then the value, and then comma, and it repeats.
Colon, end.
March, let's say 31.
31.
And then so on. So I'm just going to close it. We're going to assume we have only 3 months, and then we're going to close
right brace.
This with a right brace. So this is how it looks like.
Dict 1 equals left brace, quote January, quote colon 31, quote February, quote colon 28, quote March, quote colon 31, right brace.
Okay.
Enter.
Now, if I want to ask my program, how many days are there in March? So remember, if we look
right
at
rate, our... 31, quote, March, A.M., blank, blank.
So basically, I'm going to do this like this. So just the way we pulled values from the list, we can do it
P-R-I-T
here.
Left paren, print left paren.
We'll say dict 1.
D-I-C-T 1.
And then bracket.
Left bracket.
And then I'm going to put the name of the key, which is March.
Quote. M-A-R-C-H. Quote. Right bracket.
And then
right
bracket
paren.
Close.
Print left paren. Dict 1 left bracket. Quote March. Quote right bracket. Right paren.
I'm going to save it.
Control S.
And let's see what we get. So ideally, we should get 31 as the output.
C colon backslash windows backslash sit. P. A O S A D I dictionary dot enter 31 C colon back.
Right, so we got 31. If instead of
dictionary.
March, I
bottom
change it to February.
Right, quote. H C R A M F E B R U A R Y February. Control S. C colon enter trace back left pair.
Oops, sorry. Spelling error.
Quote right February. E R U. Control S. C enter 28, C colon back.
So now I have 28. If I try April,
N,
which is not there in
right
our parent, dictionary.
Right bracket, quote. Y, R, A, U, B, E, F, A, P, I, L, control S. C colon enter, trace back left parent, most recent call last right parent, colon, file quote, C colon backslash users backslash addition backslash desktop backslash my underlying programs backslash dictionary dot pi quote, line 3, unless module greater, print left parent, dict 1 left bracket, quote April, quote right bracket, right parent, key error, colon April, C colon backslash user
so
backslash.
Key error, April, because there is no April in my dictionary.
Dictionary dash.
Okay. And again, like a list, we can see the length of our dictionary by using the len function.
Home, left paren, D.
So I can just
delta,
say.
L-E-N, left paren, T, 1, left bracket, right paren, right paren, print left paren, len left paren, dict 1, right paren, control S.
So print length of dict 1.
C colon enter, 3, C colon backslash users.
And it says 3, because we have 3
dictionary.
Items in our dictionary. I can also get all the keys
N.
of the dictionary
enter.
By typing by using a function called keys.
Print left pair.
So
home I N T left pair L E N left pair D N E L N right pair period K E Y S left right pair control S. C, col- C, enter, dict, underline, keys, left, paren, left, bracket, January, February, March, right, paren, C.
Okay.
Print, left, paren, dict, one dot, keys, left, paren, right, paren, right, paren.
So this is what gives me all the keys.
End, right, paren, left, paren.
So dict, the name of your dict, dot, and then keys.
Left, paren, S, Y, E, K.
And if I wanted all the values,
V, A, L, U, E, S.
I'll just do values instead of keys.
Blank. Dict 1 equals left brace quote January quote print left paren dict 1 dot values left paren right paren right paren. Control S.
Okay, let's see.
C colon enter dict underline values left paren left bracket 31, 28, 31 right bracket right paren.
So I get all the values. 31, 28, 31.
Dictionary.
Was any of that sort of nested inside of anything, or is it just the if else questions that you do a nest?
Yeah, so dictionaries are like data types, just the way we saw like simpler data types, like okay. Int, float, string. Mm-hmm. So you can also have a type called dictionary, a type called list. So when you want to store more values in a single variable, you can use these different data types. So it's nothing but just data types. If, else, and all of that are statements. So basically, those are commands that you can use in your program. To do things with these data types. I know we tried the greater than condition.
Title is dictionary.
So what are all the conditions that are possible? So I'm just going to quickly go to the Python interpreter and show you these.
C colon P-Y-T-A-O-N, enter, Python 3.10.5, greater.
Okay, so let's try two.
Greater, one, enter, true, greater.
Right, so two greater than one is true. So when we say conditions, those conditions that go inside if and elif and those kind of statements have to evaluate to true or false. So when we say greater than, so if x is greater than y, then it will either be true or be false, right? So we saw the greater than operator. Let's look at other operators. Like the next one is less than. So we can say
two
less than one. It's going to be false.
Enter, false, greater.
Right? Then there are equal to operator. Like how, if I want to check if two values are equal. So if I say three equals three.
Three. Enter, true, greater.
Okay. So if I want to equate two things in the condition, if I suppose we wanted to print the message perfect score, if someone scored 100, then our condition would be if marks equal to 100. We can also have less than equal to, we can have greater than equal to. So if
two
greater than equal to one.
Enter true, greater.
It's true.
Two
less than equal to one.
Enter false, greater.
False. So you can have greater than, you can have less than, you can have greater than equal to, less than equal to, equal to equal to. So these are the five operators. You also have an operator called not, which reverses the condition. Say two less than
less
one. We know now this is going to be false.
Home.
But if I add the word not in front of it.
O-T space. Greater, not two, less one.
So
end.
It's going to be reverse. So it's going to print true.
Enter true, greater.
Okay. So the adding the word not before the condition makes it reverse. Like whatever is the outcome of the condition, it just gets flipped around. So that was one. We have two other operators, which is and or. So a lot of times we might want to put more complex conditions, right? Like say right now we took only single input, but maybe we took two inputs. We want to say that we're taking two inputs, marks and age. And if someone is below 10 years and they score 20 marks, they would pass. But if someone is above 10 years and they score 20, they would fail. So if we want conditions that involve two variables or conditions which involve one variable, but we want to check multiple things. So then we use things like and or. So let's look at an example. We want to say, let's do the same thing. So marks
FARKS space equals space.
Equals, suppose 20.
2, 0, enter, greater.
Space equals
space. 4.
40.
0.
For now.
Enter, greater.
And we want to check if
IF space.
A rule is that if someone is below the age of 10 and they score 20, we want to call, 20 or more, we want to say that you pass. Okay, so we're going to say
greater if
marks
R K S
greater than 20
20 space A N D
and
space A G E
age is or sorry, oh, let's make it marks
D space A. Space.
I'm gonna
greater if marks greater 20 and age home.
If marks less than 20, let's make it like that.
S greater 2 greater less.
If marks are less than 20.
And E G A space
and
A,
age
B, E.
Is
greater
than
1 0
10
colon enter dot space.
Then we say
quote F I L quote enter dot. Enter greater.
Actually, let me do this in
dictionary
notepad.
Notepad. Control N.
Sorry about that. I'm going to take inputs.
M A R K S space equal space I N P U T left pair quote E T E R space
enter marks
M A R K S quote right pair enter A G E space E space I N P U T left pair quote E T E R space A E right pair age equals input left pair quote enter age right quote home.
And then marks we want to convert home, both to input. Ints.
I-N-T. Left parent. N. Right parent. A equals home. Equal input. I-N-T. Left parent. N. Right.
So this is what I have so far.
Marks equals in left parent. Input. Left parent. Quote. Enter. Marks. Quote. Right parent. A equals in left parent. Input. Left parent. Quote. Enter. H. Quote. Right parent.
Okay.
Bottom, enter.
Now let's put our conditions. So we want the condition that if someone scores greater than 20 and their age is less than 10, they will pass. And if the age is greater than 10 and they score greater than 40, only then they will pass. So let's put the first condition here. So we'll say if
I F space
if
M A R K S
marks
greater
20
0 space A N D space A G E
age less than 10.
1 0 colon.
So do you see, like, now I have put two conditions in the if statement.
If marks greater 20 and age less 10 colon.
And it's separated by the logical operator. These are called logical operators. And or and not are called logical operators. These are separated by a logical operator called and, A-N-D, and. And
enter.
I print.
T-I-N-T, left quote. Y-O-U, state P-A-S-S, quote, right parent, control okay. S.
So, what
save
does
a dialogue,
this,
file name.
What does this and operator do? The and operator is used to check if both the conditions on its left and its right are true, only then the whole thing evaluates to true.
L-O-G-I-C-A-L, period, P-Y.
I'm going to save it as logical.py.
Logical.py. If marks greater 20 and age less 10.
So let's run it.
C colon backslash Q U I T left right enter C colon P Y A O N space L O logical.py enter marks.
So I'm going to say enter marks. I'm going to say
2, 4,
24.
Enter age.
My age is 9.
8. Enter you pass C colon back.
So it says you pass. But if let's
logical.
Put,
bottom of
go back and put an else condition here.
Print left pair enter. E L S E colon enter. P R I T left quote Y O U S F A I L quote right pair control F.
So if the condition is not true, you'll fail. So let's go back.
C colon
let's
enter
run
enter
this
marks
again. Now my marks are
2 25 5. Enter age.
My age is 12.
1 2. Enter, you fail, C colon backslash.
It says you fail. Why? Because
print left parent.
both these left and right conditions have to evaluate to true.
Else colon, print left if marks greater 20, oh, marks.
So marks greater than 20. I said my marks were 25. So yes, this was true.
And
age less than 10, but I said my age was 12. So this was false. So true and false becomes false. Only if both these conditions are true, the pass statement will be executed. But on the flip side,
less age space.
If I change this and keyword to or,
D N A O R,
or
control S,
and I save it.
C colon.
Now let's see what happens.
C colon, enter marks.
My marks are 23.
Two, 3. Enter age.
And my age one, is 12.
Two. Enter, you pass. C colon, backslash.
So now it says you pass.
Logical.
Which means that for the or statement to be true, only one of the conditions has to be true. So it's either or, you know, either the left is true or the right is true. Then the next statement gets executed. So and requires both the conditions to be true. Otherwise, it's false. And or requires either of the conditions to be true. Otherwise, it's false. If both are false, it's false. Otherwise, it's true. I know that's like a little complex. Did you guys understand like the difference between and or, and how do you club conditions together? So that's basically all the operators I wanted to cover for the conditional statements. We started off with learning how to take input from the user. We saw different data types, which is int, float, strings. We saw how to see the type of the variable using the type function. Then we saw how to convert one type to the other type. So we converted the input to int using the int function. You can do the same with str and float. Next, we saw the if conditions. So we saw the if statement, the else statement, the elif statement, and the nested if else statements. Then we saw two new data types, which is list. List is nothing but a collection of things separated by commas in brackets. You can read more about these things in the notes. We saw dictionaries, which is a collection of key value pairs, and they are generally written between braces, and you separate the key and the value using a colon, and each pair is separated by a comma. And then we saw all these different operators. So we saw greater than, equal to, less than, equal to. And then we saw the logical operators, which is and, or, and not. So then we will meet tomorrow. Bring your questions. Try everything out. And tomorrow we'll learn something new.